Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the BetMGM Network, make it legendary.
All right, we got some submissions from the real ones to read. Our NFL bets are coming up in moments. Real ones bets in the YouTube chat and in the Twitch chat. Bets this weekend in the NFL and college football. And then Tyler Morales will give us his favorite prop for this weekend. How about Kazbra, as in Rock the 93?
Kaz.
He likes Kaz. Likes the Ravens on Monday night and the over. Lamar at home in regular season big games usually plays well, and Lamar's Monday night football stats are just absolutely preposterous. Mm-hmm. 22 touchdowns, no interceptions for Lamar Jackson in his career on Monday night football. How about Mark Garton, CD Lamb over 100 yards, plus 155? It is worth noting, Brian Schottenheimer said today, Cowboys head coach, that he expects Dennis Allen to double CD Lamb. Of course, I think that's going to happen. I actually like George Pickens a lot. And Mark did add George Pickens anytime touchdown plus 140 for the Cowboys on Sunday. And our friend Johnny Boy knows it's public. He likes Miami against Florida. Miami has a good offensive and defensive line. Carson Beck, one of the Heisman favorites. He likes the Hurricanes by 14. Thank you to the real ones that chimed in. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Like and subscribe. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network.
I see you, Johnny.
Tyler Morales has been producing Wagertainment all day long, like a pack mule. Tyler is 2-0 on his college football props this season. Omega Blake overs last week. Tyler, we're going for 3-0 this week. What is the prop in college football?
So we're attacking the Ole Miss defense once again here. High total. They're playing Tulane. I'm going to take Tulane's quarterback, Jake Retzlaff, over 185 and a half passing yards. He's been amazing since he transferred from BYU to Tulane. And these games are like fake that Ole Miss are playing. They're really fast. They're high totals. And Tulane has a really explosive offense. I thought this total was low. So 185 and a half yards for Jake Retzlaff. Let's go 3-0. Joe DiMaggio should be shaking in his boots because I'm coming.
Oh, wow. Love it. You got to get the Colorado shirt there.
Ain't hard to find.
Well, DiMaggio went 56 in a row. Tyler looks for 3 in a row this weekend in college football. Thank you very much, Tyler Morales. All right, we have made our way to the National Football League and all our bets for Sunday in the NFL. You know, I talk for a living, and sometimes I don't do a great job. Jake the Snake, thank you. That's kind of like a pig.
Go Mercury tonight, by the way, in the WNBA.
Oh, we forgot about that. Yeah, so what's the line of the game? We're going to own the Libs tonight.
Oh, yeah. The Libs are getting bet against. BetMGM right now has 2.5, but there's 3s in other sports books. I agree with that line movement. I think Phoenix gets it done. I think New York is cooked. Their whole season has been injury riddled, and it's just not their year. So we bet this plus 155 prior to the start of the series. I would even double down and bet some money line on Phoenix. I think they get it done tonight.
Colbert canceled. Kimmel suspended.
Where he at?
The Libs are getting owned left and right. Please understand, everybody, that this is for comedy purposes. Please don't take it serious. We're just trying to make people laugh. Okay, that's it. but it's not a joking matter. We would like for the Liberty to lose tonight. We hope the Libs get owned tonight on the road in Phoenix against the Mercury.
That is not the joke. Yeah.
Do you have any baseball or no?
I like Houston tonight. We talked about this at the end of the 3 o'clock hour. I'm going with the Astros. I just don't believe in my Mariners in tonight's game. Maybe they can get tomorrow, but with Hunter Brown on the mound, I think the Astros get it done in what is a very massive series to determine who will win the AL West.
I love it. Let's go Mariners. I like you, and I mean, hate the Astros. So let's go. Let's go Seattle. Well, and also, as a Yankee fan,
I'm betting Houston.
Well, as a Yankee fan, I'd much rather see the Mariners.
Wow.
There we could send that fraud Cal Raleigh home. Okay, time for our bets for NFL Sunday. Jake, please lay down the Mario music. One word that I would use to describe someone nicknamed the Big Dumper, that word would absolutely pig. We begin our NFL betting sojourn for week number 3 in Cleveland with the Browns and the Packers. Femi, Green Bay, an 8-point road favorite, total sitting at 41.5. We don't think Tucker Kraft is going to play for Green Bay. Did not practice today on Friday. Does not seem like a long-term issue for him. We think Zach Tom will be bad for the Packers. Jaden Reed's going to be out for like 6 to 8 weeks with a broken collarbone. Two of the members of the Browns offensive line are questionable, so we'll see about that come Sunday. Joel Bitonio and Jack Conklin. How are you betting Green Bay and Cleveland?
So I will not be betting this game. I'll just say this, though. With all these Green Bay injuries with the pass catchers, and it just feels like everyone's like, oh, we're all in love with Green Bay. I would be careful with this game. Like, I know it looks like an easy teaser leg, an easy money line parlay piece, an easy whatever. I don't know if it's going to be that easy. Cleveland's defense is actually really, really good. If I had to bet this game and someone forced me to do it, it would probably be on the under. I don't like the spot for Green Bay. I don't like the injury report, so I'm passing this game entirely. I'll root for the Packers with all my Packers bets, but I don't like this one bit.
Yeah, I talked about the under earlier in the week. I know a lot of people want to make the case for the Browns. My fear is just the Packers defense absolutely shuts them down. And the handicap, the whole thing about liking the Browns would be that the Browns defense can slow down the Green Bay offense. Great. Sounds like an under. I'll have a small bet, because like the market expects a low-scoring game also. A small bet for me on the under with the Packers and the Browns. Moving on to the backup quarterback bowl in Minnesota. Carson Wentz and the Vikings hosting Jake Browning in Cincinnati, and it is a bad injury report for the Vikings. We know J.J. McCarthy's out. They are down Ryan Kelly, their starting center. The backup to Christian Darrisaw, Justin School, is out. Darrisaw himself is questionable. Van Ginkel questionable. Harrison Smith is questionable. Shamar Stewart, Femi, out for the Cincinnati Bengals, obviously without Joe Burrow.
Yeah, if Christian Darrisaw doesn't play in this game, I don't know how you can bet Minnesota. It just seems like such a horrendous setup for a backup quarterback in Carson Wentz, who wasn't signed until like late August. Like, he hasn't even been with the team for a month. So it doesn't seem like an ideal situation for him. But if Darrisaw does play, I'm probably going to have a small bet on Minnesota at 3, because the 3s are pretty cheap. They're like 3 minus 105, 3 even money. It'll be a small bet on the Vikings. I'm just going to trust that KOC, who's one of the best coaches in crisis, can figure this out in a week and will his team do a victory. So I was small bet on the Vikings. I don't want Browning on the road. I already rode that train last week. It was too crazy.
I talked about this earlier in the week, like literally on Monday, I think, when all the news came down. Total was 41.5. Not that it's gone up a huge amount, but I like the over in this game. The Bengals defense stinks. Kevin O'Connell's a quarterback whisperer. Jake Browning has had success against the Brian Flores defense in Minnesota. Don't believe me? Look it up. Over 42.5. I bet 41.5. I'd still bet 42.5 over with the Vikings and the Bengals. I think this game is so interesting. I don't know what the hell to do with it. I'm probably going to pass. And that is the Steelers at the Patriots. Joey Porter Jr., Deshaun Elliott, Alex Highsmith all out. We think Derek Harmon, though, Femi, will make his NFL debut, Pittsburgh's first-round pick on the defensive line. Christian Gonzalez is questionable. Got a limited practice in on Friday. He is New England's best corner. I'm guessing Carlton Davis is off the injury report since Tyler didn't put him in the chat. How are you betting, if at all, Pittsburgh and New England?
Yeah, it's Patriots money line for me, plus 110. I actually agree with Rob Pizzola, who we had on the show yesterday. I do think this is WTF, wrong team favorite. I think New England should be favored in the game. Pittsburgh looks old. They look slow. They're banged up now. And I do think that we're going to see more from New England offensively with what Drake May can do, can exploit that defense. And then defensively for the Patriots, is it great? No. But like also like the Steelers offense hasn't been lighting the world on fire either outside of their one game against the New York Jets. So I'm going to roll with the with the New England Patriots plus 110 on the money line. I think they win the game.
I actually don't agree with the people that think the Patriots should be favored here. But I don't feel strong enough in that conviction that I want to bet Pittsburgh. I'm going to pass this game and maybe I'll regret it. Maybe the Patriots and Drake May just rip up this Pittsburgh defense, which has been terrible the first two games. I'd like to see it one more time. Like, the Steelers defense sucks again. I'll believe that they're not going to be good this season. Or, like, at least they don't have the upside to be great. I want to see it. I will not be betting that game. I'll be on the sidelines for Pittsburgh and New England. You bet on this Friday. Divisional round playoff rematch in the city of brotherly love. The Eagles, Femi, a 3.5-point home favorite. I can't guarantee it. The spread's going to go down to 3. I feel pretty strongly that it will. That this, I wouldn't be shocked if this closed 2.5. Like a juice 2.5 towards the Eagles. I think the Rams are going to get slammed this week, and I could be wrong. I think I'm going to be right. For now, though, the number's 3.5 juice towards L.A., total 44.5. The Rams likely to be without one of their starting guards, Steve Avila. Braden Fisk on the D-line is questionable. Philly, pretty clean injury report for them. Femi, what about the Rams and the Eagles?
Yeah, I love the Eagles this week. And you mentioned it, Nick. Like, is this going to get down to 3? It's 3 at some places right now at one pretty prominent domestic sports book and one here locally in Las Vegas where there's a 3-110. I have bet that. And that is my biggest bet of the week. I love the Eagles in this game. I think we're just getting a little bit too crazy. And I've been someone who's been very critical of Philadelphia dating back to last season and so far through these two games. Like, this should not be a field goal. Like the Rams are very good. I understand. This was 7-8 months ago. Why is it now 3? I'm going to play against that. I think we're all getting a little bit nuts with this Rams love and this Eagles hate. I think the Eagles roll on Sunday. It wouldn't shock me if they won by double digits. I think the Rams have beat some good teams. But yeah, they're teams with bad offenses. This is not that for the Philadelphia Eagles. They have a really good offensive line. They can run the football. I think they get it done at home.
Yeah, I think you and I will be. It'll be you bet YBYB against the world. Everyone loves the Rams. Femi likes the Eagles. I like the Eagles also. Honestly, I'm going to wait. I think there's a non-zero chance that we get to lay 2.5, like minus 15
wow.
on Sunday. And
that'd be insane.
I don't think it's crazy. I don't think it ever. How about this? I don't think it ever goes back up to 3.5. And Femi's telling you that there are 3s on the board. So I think we lose nothing by waiting. So I'm going to wait. I talked about it. I led the show with it yesterday. My thoughts on the Eagles. If you want, you can check it out there in long form. I like the Eagles. Femi and I agree. Fly, Eagles, fly. Bet, Eagles, bet. Win, Eagles, win. Cover, Eagles, cover.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Todd Bowl in Tampa Bay with the Buccaneers against Todd's former team, the New York Jets. Tampa, a 6.5-point favorite, so this has come off of 7. The total is 43.5. Bad injury report for Tampa. So Godwin and Werfs won't play as expected. Emeka Egbuka, we think he's probably going to play. Got a limited practice in on Friday. That's not 100%. The Bucs are also down Luke Goedeke on their offensive line and Cody Mauch. They will be down 3 of their 5 starters on the offensive line. Justin Fields out for the Jets. We've known that since Monday. Tyrod Taylor starts in his place.
Yeah, this is a no bet for me now. Early in the week, I laid 6.5 with Tampa, but then that was before all of the injuries on the offensive line, Goedeke and Mauch, and then Emeka Egbuka, there was a concern, although it looks like he might play. I have since bought out. I went ahead and followed up that Bucs minus 6.5 with a Jets plus 6.5. I have no opinion on this game. I think this is a scary game for Tampa, which is one of the reasons why I bought out. If I actually had to bet it right now and dive back in, it would be on gangrene. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to sit this one out. But for those who want to put Bucs in Survivor, I wish you the best of luck. I think you might be sweating on Sunday.
So I think 7 was where you wanted to bet the Jets, if you wanted to bet the Jets. I have not bet this game. But 7 would have been a buy point for me on the Jets. I just, you know, like, everyone loved the Jets last week, and I don't mean that as an insult. Like, people can be right, people can be wrong.
Yeah.
I
they love them like, week
are
one,
the Jets,
too.
Are the Jets just going to be like that team this year? Like, everyone loves every week, and they lose and don't cover every single week. I'll be on the sidelines here. If you made me bet the game, I would also bet the Jets. I know that sounds hypocritical, but I'm not going to bet. I do like the setup for the Jets, but maybe they just stink and the defense is terrible and the Bucs can rip them up on offense, even down a couple offensive linemen. So no bet for me on the Bucs and the Commanders. Or Bucs and the Jets, excuse me. Speaking of the Commanders, they will host the Las Vegas Raiders in a rematch, Femi, of Super Bowl 18. Jaden Daniels officially ruled out today. Marcus Mariota starts for the Commanders. Washington holding as a 3-point favorite, but this is juiced towards the Raiders. Maybe we'll come off 3. Total 43.5.
At 3 minus 110, it's a bet on the Las Vegas Raiders. And I know typically on the show we do the fallen hero spot and look to back the team that's without the star player. I'm not doing it. I think there's a heightened sense of urgency for Las Vegas after that embarrassing loss on Monday against the Chargers. I think they cover the game. I think they win the game. I've also bet Moneyline at plus 145. Like, I think this is just Pete Carroll's teams when they have to make these West Coast to East Coast trips have been really, really strong dating back to his time with the Seattle Seahawks. I think that parlays to this team as well with the Raiders. So give me the Raiders to win the game outright, but I also like them with the plus 3 at minus 110. I think the Raiders get it done. I don't think Mariota's dynamic enough to get that run game going for Washington.
I think the Raiders stink. Short week for Vegas, mini bye for the Commanders. I'm going to wait because I feel like I lose nothing. This is going to go down to 2.5, I think. And I'll bet the Commanders
right.
on Sunday. And I'll talk about that on my Sunday shows. This is going to be, I think the Raiders are not a good football team. I'm going to end up betting the Commanders, and it'll be, it won't go like the Super Bowl did in Super Bowl 18 when it was Marcus Allen running into the night. This will be the Commanders taking care of business against the Raiders. Do we have time to fit this next one? And I'll at least set it up. The Falcons, Femi, 5.5-point road favorites at Carolina. Total 43.5. I did say earlier in the week, if you should bet 6 with the Panthers if you want to beat the market, because A.J. Terrell's not going to play. Lo and behold, the number is 5.5. A.J. Terrell has been ruled out. Do you want to start? We can do it. The rest of it is next segment, but
I can give you my quick one because I'm not gonna have a bet in this game. Like you said, like if you want to get cute, like you can bet Carolina. I don't want to do that. I would never also bet Atlanta either with the Terrell injury. I don't think that's a good setup there. So I'm passing this one. I'm sure the Falcons win, but I want no parts of this.
Great, I do. I want to bet Atlanta. I think the Falcons are gonna win like 24-10. Panthers down a couple offensive linemen, Robert Hunt and Austin Corbett. Here come the Falcons pass rushers. Michael Penix Jr., Bijan Robinson, Drake London. Falcons win. Falcons win big. Love Atlanta on Sunday. On the other side, the rest of our bets for week 3 in the NFL.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.